This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
One sick, demented human being who had no right to do any of this, and may he rot.
All right, that was the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman, who is being asked a lot of questions about how is Vegas recovering and blood donations and now what's happened with the hospitals that were overrun and still so many people fighting for their lives and others who have also been able to get out of the hospital. And, boy, the stories are just riveting that have come out of Las Vegas. The great thing is I think the humanity, the outpouring is fantastic. So many people are reaching out to help those that have been injured and who are dealing with just an emotional crisis, and Vegas feels like it's in the middle of that, and of course they are after what happened just a couple of days ago. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's where we start, and we also move to Washington. Justin Duckham from Talk Media News joins us. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how are you doing? Great to be here.
So I know that we're going to talk about Puerto Rico and Donald Trump and the paper towels and going to Puerto Rico, but was there any more as far as Vegas is concerned that came out of D.C.?
Well, in terms of D.C., we have some news today that apparently legislation that was dealing with silencers that has become pretty controversial in the wake of this has been postponed, at least for now. House Speaker Paul Ryan said that they were not going to be moving forward on this. He said that they are going to be focusing only on tax reform, and he is not sure when or if they are going to be going back to this issue. Something that was previously delayed following the shooting of Steve Scalise in the wake of that. So that was some news on that front, but beyond that, there has just not really been any major talk about legislative efforts to do anything in response to this. And right now there's still just sort of the initial processing, the shock of all of this on the Hill before moving forward. But, the president did say today that eventually the White House is going to have a conversation about gun policy. He would not say when. He would just say within coming days. He said that this would include the silencer issue as well. But overall, it's just generally more of a reaction rather than any actual concrete proposals that are coming up.
Yeah, wow. All right, so I'm sure that eventually down the road we'll hear that probably sooner rather than later. But so much focus also on Puerto Rico and the president going to Puerto Rico. And how did that turn out? Because I know there was a lot of back and forth as to what he said, how people reacted. And then, of course, there was the famous tossing the paper towels to the crowd in Puerto Rico. Tell us about that.
Well, this was interesting. So he went to Puerto Rico today to survey the damage. During one of his first stops at the National Guard air base, he was briefing Puerto Rican and federal officials, and at one point essentially just came out and said, this is something that our economy our budget is being thrown all out of whack over. He went on to essentially praise Puerto Rico for not having the same death toll as Hurricane Katrina, which he described as a real catastrophe. And then he moved on and had the photo op with the paper towels, which, certainly raised some eyebrows from a lot of people, not the least of which was the mayor of San Juan, who has since said that that probably did not help things. On the plane back, the president said that he was not aware of any criticism of his trip, saying that all he had really heard was people saying, thank you for coming. But then about an hour after he returned to the White House, he ended up, tweeting about some of the criticism that was made earlier in the day over some of his remarks about the Las Vegas shooting. So it seems like he probably had the television on and at this point is probably aware of what a lot of people in the media are currently saying about this trip.
Yeah, and I think that probably continues, obviously. As you said, the San Juan mayor ripped the president, calling him the miscommunicator and chief. And while all of that was happening, you know, there's a couple of other things happening in Congress as well. And I guess this is, you know, if you look at what Trump has asked Congress for, what, $30 billion in disaster relief? How much money, with FEMA and everything else that's happened with the hurricanes, are they going to approve for these relief efforts? This is going to be an interesting thing to follow.
Yeah, this is going to be dominating a lot of the news in the aftermath of this. This is something that, you know, that is just not going to go away. The fact that this is going to pose a huge you know, sort of economic, a hurdle for people to jump over. You know, this is something that has devastated Puerto Rico, not just in terms of property damage and, you know, the humanitarian crisis, but also their own economic future. You know, tourism is going to be devastated for quite some time. A huge amount of their, you know, agricultural exports have been ruined by this as well. So this is just going to be something that we're going to have to revisit, probably for quite a while. Trump did have an interview tonight with Fox News where he, you know, noted that Puerto Rico is in about $70 billion worth of debt as it stands right now. He went on to say that the U.S. is going to wipe that out, but did not really give any firm details on what exactly that may look like, considering, you know, this is debt that has, as the president has mentioned, you know, been called upon by Wall Street and by, you know, banks and whatnot. So we'll see how much this is ultimately going to, you know, end up costing, you know, the U.S. or everybody involved. But it certainly is going to be a hefty number, and it is going to be an issue that's going to be staying around for quite some time, which is really just adding some insult to the injury for an island that territory that has already gone through so much.
Yeah. One last thing, I agree with you. The Russian hack, what's going on with the investigation? And because, you know, we certainly have heard a lot of crazy rumors about how deep this goes and who could end up perhaps taking a fall for it. Is there any new news on that front?
Well, tomorrow we are going to be having a briefing coming from the Senate Intelligence Committee that will hopefully give us some additional information. A lot of this right now has been focusing primarily on social media and how that has been used by Russian operators, and the scope of that has been, you know, pretty shocking and jarring to quite a few lawmakers who have not necessarily been pleased with how companies like Twitter and Facebook have responded so far. So in terms of the larger kind of more firm understanding of what we are getting from Congress, we're going to be hearing some additional details about that tomorrow. And, you know, this is sort of a rare briefing. We haven't really had something like this in a while coming from the, you know, members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. So I, you know, just kind of have a gut feeling that if they're scheduling something like this, there probably is a worthy kind of update to make.
All right, Justin Duckham, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you probably later in the week.
Thank you.
So, one other thing in talking about what Justin mentioned is Mueller's investigation, you know, into the whole breadth of what's going on with the potential for what the Russians did and whether they affected the election, etc. So there's something interesting that's being poked and prodded, and, you know, some of that includes money laundering, foreign bribery. They brought in prosecutors, the special counsel has, to focus in this area. So that's pretty, I think that's pretty curious as to what they might be looking at. So buckle up. It's going to be at least probably another 6 months. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I think his staff understands now, and they have all the data they need. But I would hope that the President of the United States stops spouting out comments that really hurt the people of Puerto Rico, because rather than Commander-in-Chief, he sort of becomes Miscommunicator-in-Chief.
That was what the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, had to say about the president's visit. As we look both at Puerto Rico and the dire situation there, which continues, and then we swing into more on Las Vegas, Nevada, where 50 people plus were killed, as we know. In fact, the total is 59, to be exact. Hopefully it doesn't go higher than that, because there still are people fighting for their lives in Las Vegas hospitals. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And as we look at Puerto Rico, the president makes the visit, and there still is the problem, obviously, with power. There's the problem related to supplies, although it's gotten better. And so many people have figured out ways to get planes into Puerto Rico, as much as they can figure out how to do that. But the situation is still dire. I mean, there's, 35 people now that have died. It's that water situation where it gets really, really scary because of the dirty water and the conditions and the food and everything that you deal with when you don't have the kind of supplies that you need to have. So while there has been a little bit of a lift, and I'm almost hesitant to say it because by all descriptions of people who have been on the ground, it's just not good in Puerto Rico. And it's, of course, they were walloped by the hurricane, and that hurricane just crippled the island, and the days that it took to even get anything to the people in Puerto Rico was, it just incredibly disconcerting, right? But it's happening. There are people that are raising money. There are people that are gathering supplies. There are people that are, again, in this country that do amazing things in the name of connectedness and the fact that we're all human beings. It doesn't matter how much money you have or your economic situation. If you find yourself like the people in Puerto Rico or like some of the people from Hurricane Harvey, where their homes were just destroyed and they were in kayaks being rescued from nice neighborhoods, I'll say, in some of the nicer neighborhoods in Houston and then some of the poorer neighborhoods. It was neighbor helping neighbor, and who cares the color of your skin, your religion, who you voted for? None of that mattered. It was people helping people, and refreshing to see because it's, I think, the inherent nature of what I choose to believe. A lot of really good human beings are out there, and that's why when we see what happened in Las Vegas, it just gives you a heavy heart with this nutbag who decided to unload on all those innocent victims. And then, you know, now what's come out of that, and the fact that it was just an absolute absolute carnage. It was a scene almost out of a sick movie. You could hardly believe that that's what's happened. But what has happened in light of that is a lot of money has been raised through different GoFundMe pages. Stories have been put out there about victims who are hanging on or getting a little bit better in this, after this mass shooting at this Las Vegas music festival. And then part of the story, of course, is the why that I talked about in the previous show. What would drive somebody to do this? Why would he gun down premeditatively all of those people who just happened to be in a very wide open, vulnerable position for where he had his sights on them from the Mandalay Bay? And they're trying to piece together, FBI agents from several field offices are trying to piece together kind of a portrait of him, and they're not getting very far as to what could be the motive, other than he was a massive gambler. He was a big-time gambler, and you could say, well, so what does that mean if he was winning? But he was playing 100 per hand poker, basically. He was a retired accountant. He had a very comfortable life. He had a bunch of different houses. He took cruises. He spent time with his girlfriend in the Philippines, and now the question becomes, before all this happened, he had wired her $100,000, and the family of Mary Lou Danley, her name is, from the Philippines, who is being described as a person of interest, but she was in the Philippines at the time of the shooting. Her family, members of her family, when they were asked about him, said he seemed a little unstable. He was aloof. He wasn't friendly. You know, so now some of those stories are coming out. But what can they really glean from that as they try to put this all together? It was obviously premeditated. He went to the Mandalay Bay on Thursday, and then he opened fire on Sunday. And he had massive amount of weapons, and certainly we know that. 23 guns at the 32nd floor of this hotel suite, and where all of that happened. There are theories that are emerging that, hey, who says there wasn't another person involved because of the rapid fire of the guns? But there is a special piece of equipment that you can order, and which apparently it looks like he ordered, to make that go off like a machine gun, to constantly have that massive amount of ammunition per second flying off. And we talked about that also in our last show. So they're trying to reveal all the surveillance footage from the different angles of the cameras, trying to figure out maybe his movements before the massacre, just knowing when he checked in and searching his electronic devices and and tracing all the guns and trying to connect with neighbors, although the neighbors are not saying very much about him because they really didn't know very much about him. Some are saying he just seemed like an average guy. There was nothing special about him, nothing unusual. And these are kind of the same. It's like it's echoing back and forth on kind of the same things that some people who lived near him, whether it was Florida or whether it was in Nevada, are saying the same kind of description. But it's the people, to me, that are, it's just so sad. The people that are mourning and praying and doing everything they can to help the victims. And you can't bring people back to life. That's the thing. You can call them. You can do what you might be able to do to put your arms around them, but you cannot bring people back to life. Innocent young people. I read a story today about this Canadian couple that they were having fun, came down to Vegas, and of course, what happens? The boyfriend who wanted to get engaged, was planning the whole thing, he's killed. He's murdered by this maniac, and she's left on her own, figuring it all out and just distraught, but alive. And then the other part of it is how much damage could have been done besides what already was done because of the amount of ammonium nitrate that they found. You remember that from the Oklahoma City bombing. So what else would have happened there? That could have been part of some sort of a bomb, and it was in his car at the hotel. So what was that for? He might have had some kind of explosive. So there might have been other areas he could have hit on the strip. You know, who really knows? We do know that he, as I said before, he had some gambling habits. And they're tracing transfers of thousands and thousands of dollars. And it's all about gambling. It's all about especially video. And there are other properties that they're going to search and I guess figure out if there's anything to be had there as to give more clues as to what possibly could have drove him to do, you know, what he did. So while some people are saying that were closer to him, he was a little bit aloof, he didn't know very many people, then there are others that are saying he just seemed like an average guy, but that he was like a vampire because he gambled all night long and then slept during the day. Either way, he's dead and he ruined thousands of lives, because remember, it's the separation of 6 degrees and beyond, how many people are affected by those that were killed and those that were injured. Coming up next, a little fun with the hubby, the other side, next on America Tonight.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
It's that time of week when we bring the husband on. That would be Paulie. And say hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
You never take instruction well, except for when you're behind this mic every once in a while. So you and I went to a movie again, and we went to see Battle of the Sexes. Would you give it a thumbs up for people who might want to go see it?
I would give it a thumbs up.
Emma Stone was great as Billie Jean King, huh?
Yeah, I enjoy Emma Stone.
I enjoy Emma Stone. That sounds kind of strange. I enjoy Emma Stone. How about she's a talented actress?
She is a talented actress.
Okay. So, for people that have listened to the show for a while, and I don't know, I've talked about this a bunch. Paul thinks I should actually talk about it more, because he said, you know, a lot of people listening to you and these affiliates, they're looking for speakers so you can go out there, speak, and be in some of these cool places with the people who are listening to the show. But I'm also a professional speaker, and I was speaking this week in Louisiana, in Bossier City, to a fabulous group of librarians and the support staff. And this was a rare treat for me, because Paul was free, so he was able to come with me and see me speak and help out and and all that kind of stuff. So what do you think on a scale of 1 to 10, how good was I?
You're indicating 10, so I'm going to say you are a 9.5.
9.5. Thank you.
I did give you high marks, though, right?
You did. He really honestly did give me high marks. It was just kind of fun to see him smiling in the back there. And he's a photographer, so he's taking some pictures, although he's a perfectionist. Yeah. How many people have this problem? So you have a spouse, and you have some similarities. In fact, you have some really good similarities, but then you have some real differences where I say you just do it. You just jump in and you just do it. Paul, on the other hand, has to step around, analyze it, look at things a million times, and then sometimes just flat out walk away from it. Like, he's a great photographer, but you're too much of a perfectionist, so what happens? You put the camera down.
Well, yeah, I just need different equipment for low lighting.
So I need a $13,000 lens or I refuse to shoot indoors.
No, that's a zoom lens.
That's a zoom lens. All right, so it was fun. And you played a little video poker, but not high stakes. We weren't talking about any high stakes poker, sadly, of this crazy nut in Vegas. But it was, you know, I think if you go and you're not a big-time gambler, just going for fun, whether it's you're going to the horse races or whatever, you just take what's in your pocket and you know it's losable money, right?
Yeah, since we were at the Horseshoe Casino anyway, and hotel in Bossier City, I eventually had to drag you off the floor from playing buffaloes and video poker.
Buffaloes! There is a cool machine that does have buffaloes because I like it. It's kind of like, for me, like watching football, I like wide receivers who they have these great catches, but then they have the yards after the catch. So you're going to like this analogy. So if there's a slot machine, since I'm not a big gambler and I'm once a year maybe or whatever. So if I was on a slot machine, I wanted to do something to give me extra spins or whatever. So they have a thing called Wheel of Fortune, and that does that. And then they have the Buffalo thing, and that does that too. Right?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. It does. It does do that. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about today. I had many of you listen to Forbes Books at Bedtime. It's one of the segments that I do here on the show. And Forbes Books is tremendous. In fact, I'm going to have a book coming out. Forbes is producing my book, and that's coming out in mid-December. And it's a hardback book, and they're just working with Kristen and the rest of the gang there is Eland and Kristen and B and everybody. They're just so professional and great. And I'm going to do more video, and I'm going to let you see some of the video for everybody listening, along with the audio, of course, that we provide on our fabulous radio stations. So we got a banner today that was, I swear, it weighed 50 pounds. And Paul was here, so he was able to set it up. That was a huge banner, wasn't it? You know, when you watch TV shows and you see the name of some company in the background and people are standing in front of it, wow, that banner was giant.
Yeah, it's like 10 foot tall. It stretches to the ceiling.
It does. It was pretty easy in a way to set up. It wasn't complicated, but it took some time.
Yep.
So pretty much now people know what we've done for the past couple of days. Oh, they went to the movies and they put up a big old banner and then they went to Louisiana.
It's riveting stuff.
Riveting. This is married life for all of you exciting single people out there. This is what married life is about. It's about the ordinary, isn't it? Not the extraordinary always.
That's right.
On your side of it.
Are you at a loss for words?
I'm not at a loss for words. So somebody asked me this the other day, and I guess we'll tell the listeners, why not? How did we meet? They asked me, how did I meet my husband? How did I meet you?
I don't know. How did you meet me?
You tell me. It had to do with your high school reunion.
We had a mutual acquaintance, and we got set up unbeknownst to me.
And me!
I thought I was doing a voiceover, but I really wasn't. And I don't know. Somehow we ended up going to a karaoke later that night, and singing Frank Sinatra and asked you out on a second date, and that was it.
And that was it. You were what?
That was history.
That was history. Were you smitten?
2 years later, we were married.
That's crazy, isn't it? Boy, that is just crazy. And how long have we been married?
10 years.
Wow. 10 years. That's a high water mark, don't you think?
Pretty good. The 7 year itch was a little rough, but we got through it.
It was a little rough. For you? It was a little rough for you?
For both of us, I think.
Oh, that's so bad. It was rough for both of us. I think you're joking me. Let's just reveal it all. Let's tell everybody everything.
Once you get through 7 years, then it gets better.
You know what? There is something. I do think you're right, though. For people listening that are in long-time relationships and long-term relationships and you've been married for a while, there is... I used to think it was stupid. Like, what does that mean, seven-year itch? But there is something about that. There is something about hitting a certain mark where it's like, wow, there's some kind of benchmark about it.
Yeah, we're humans and we're boring.
We're humans and we're boring. Well, speak for yourself. You told me that one of the reasons you married me. Well, give your top three reasons. One of them, you thought I was funny.
You talked enough for both of us.
That's nice. Thank you. What else?
I never had to hold a conversation.
Oh, that is so bad. You told me that one of the reasons that you... If we were on the Newlywed Game, we would bomb, by the way. I just know we'd be the first people off the show. You told me that every day was like Christmas because you didn't know what was going to happen.
That's true, it was.
So, because who knew what was going to come up next with career, life, etc., and you liked that. You liked the surprise aspect.
Yeah, it's gotten a little more stable now, but it was like that.
It's stable? Okay, that's good. I like that word. It's stable now. Speaking of stable, the New York Yankees beat the Minnesota Twins. I have a lot of friends in Minnesota. In fact, our mothership is in Minnesota. So, hey, there's some people at the studio that are probably not psyched, like Andy. He's just a giant sports fan, musician / sports fan. And the Twins are now out of, there was a wild card game. So the Yankees move on to play the Indians in the division, the American League Division Series. And the Yankees beat the Twins 8-4. So how about that?
That's terrible.
You used to be a baseball fan, and then you... See, here's what you do, and I have a little of this, but not as much as you. You dabble in something, and then you're just done. That's it. I'm a baseball fan. Ugh, now I'm done with it.
I've never been done with baseball.
So you like it now again?
I've always liked it since I started liking it.
So that means you're going to watch the postseason?
Some of it, yeah.
Which is the sum of it? Just the teams you like?
Correct.
Ugh. Blade Runner is coming up at the movies. This is a big guy movie. Do you want to go see Blade Runner, or will you not have that on your list?
Heck yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get Blade Runner.
That's why we go see it.
So... Blade Runner 2049, Ryan Gosling's in it, but I'm not sure. I mean, what's the idea of what they're trying to do? It's another world, the birth of another world?
It's a post-apocalyptic United States.
Well, maybe it's good. I like him. He was funny. He was on Saturday Night Live, and he couldn't keep a straight face. He was very, very funny, I thought.
Yeah, Kate McKinnon kept punching him in the butt.
She's funny. She's a good comedian. All right, so here's the question. If your eyes start to go, would you proudly wear glasses or would you be fighting to keep them off your eyes?
Glasses.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a thing with women. I have a friend, Christine Cashin. It's like she's squinting, looking around for glasses the other day. It's like, boy, certainly she could afford pairs and pairs of glasses. So I think it's a thing with women, and men will just wear the glasses. All right, that's a perfect note to end this on. Eyes. Thank you, Pauly.
You're welcome.
For an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It just goes to prove that the lack of sensibility. You're coming to a place where people are expecting you to be comforted, and they're expecting you, frankly, to speak as to which actions are going to happen. And that's what happened on the second part. When I heard him say, and I quote, Puerto Rico, you have thrown our budget out of whack for all the money we have spent here. It doesn't make you feel good.
All right, that is the mayor of San Juan, who said that the president wasn't very comforting in the words that he used when he made his way around Puerto Rico, and that was part of Trump's itinerary today, certainly, or I should say, on Tuesday, Wednesday, it's a trip to Las Vegas, but he did make his first venture there to the island to survey the wrath of Hurricane Maria. And the memorable points of the trip came in different areas. He did talk about, as she mentioned, that Puerto Rico was burdening the federal budget, and said officials should be proud Puerto Rico didn't end in as many lives lost as other storms like Hurricane Katrina. And, of course, what was captured was the throwing paper towels to storm victims at a church. And he was there on the ground for a couple of hours. The president praised the federal response to the storm, and there are some people that are busting their rear ends. They're humping it. I'm serious. And I've seen and heard those stories from my friends in Tampa, what has happened and the amount of push to get planes in and all of that. So 90% of the island is still without power, and many don't have the drinking water, which is goes to what I was talking about a little bit a couple of segments ago, that this is where the danger comes, and we know this. It's the storm hits, poof, and it's panic, and then there's sometimes loss of lives there, but it's really afterwards where you get where you really get hit very, very hard. So as Puerto Rico gets additional aid, and they are getting some of that additional aid, and Carmen Yulin Cruz, who is in charge in Puerto Rico, is saying that hopefully the newly opened channels of communication with the White House staff will put in motion what's needed to accomplish the goal. So there is the good thing. There's no question you get to the staff at that level. That's where they have to connect, and maybe that was the best part of the trip, probably for her. The fact that when you get to do the face-to-face, it makes such a big difference. Or just having those lines of communication that are pushed open. And we'll see. We'll see what the next couple days bring. We'll see what the next week brings. That's where you really can get a sense of if that trip was successful or not. In the meantime, segging to something different. I've gotten a bunch of emails from some of you in Montana, and in fact, I saw a picture of the snow, that there's snow in Montana. And if you're listening to us in one of our great affiliates, you're laughing and saying, yes, yeah, so what? But I guess because so many people are getting these really unseasonably warm kind of weather bursts, it's interesting that the first blizzard of the season in Montana led to power outages, down trees, terrible driving conditions, and it just swept big chunks of the north and central Rockies. So this is a storm, 13 inches of heavy, wet snow. A heavy, wet snow. When you get that, large tree branches, poof, they go down. I mean, with a thud. And it's difficult because you have, again, you have people that are trying to scrape their way out of all of this kind of disaster, like 30 inches in Rocky Boy, Montana, and 20 inches in Wyoming, and, you know, I could go on and on, but it's pretty high. In 80 on Colorado, they had 10 inches, so parts of Colorado they're getting it, 15 inches near Breckenridge, Colorado, Steamboat Springs, 18 inches, which is good news for skiers. So skiers like that, except for Interstate 70 was closed in Colorado between Vail and Copper Mountain because of the accidents and the icy roads. So when you have that kind of accumulation in the ski areas, it's much more difficult, obviously, to get to your destination to try to enjoy the snow. But nobody likes the ice. Oh, the worst ever are those ice storms. And I know some of you can relate to that, right? Where they say it's snow and then it turns into ice, or you know it's going to be an ice storm, but you have no idea just how big that storm is going to be. And it turns out to be a whacker of a storm that you were not expecting. And then there's this about the hacks that are happening, and they're happening all over the place. Even my aunt contacted me today, I contacted her, and she's a little under the weather, but she was saying that, I think my Facebook got hacked, what do I do? And that happens to a lot of people. You wake up and someone says, don't click on the thing, it's not me, I'm not refriending you. And that, again, that's the thing that you have to go back in, and then you change it, and then you come back with a different password and whatnot. But the Yahoo hack, they say just about every single account was affected by the 2013 attack, $3 billion in all. Can you imagine? Every single account. I mean, originally the company was saying $1 billion out of $3 billion. So now to say $3 billion is something. It's big. And Yahoo, just to connect the dots, is part of a Verizon subsidiary named Oath. That's fitting, isn't it? I take the oath that your account will be safe. So Yahoo and Oath finally released that information, or they disclosed it anyway, about the breach, that it was much higher, I guess, than what was reported. So what does that mean? You might have been stuck in the middle of this if you had a Yahoo account. So stolen information did include, though, passwords in clear text, payment card data, or information about bank accounts. It was the rest of it. Nobody wants to hear they're hacked. No matter what the information is, nobody wants to get that phone call or see it reported and then realize they're the victim of the hack and they've got to figure it out, because how secure are your systems? And I think struggling against time and running around chaotically, there is kind of a lackadaisical attitude about that, right? I'm sure a lot of people are guilty of, you know, I'm not going to take this extra time, I'm not going to go this extra step, I'm going to have a good password, it's going to be solid. But the way the hacks work and how quickly information is hacked into, frankly, it's very, very hard. I mean, pretty soon it'll be like, you look around a room and ask, is there anybody in the room who has not had a computer hacked? And the answer will be no. Or the answer will be very, very few will be able to claim that. Very, very few. And I'm going to end on this note. Very sad what happened in Las Vegas. And obviously the Vegas gunman meticulously planned the massacre. The motive is still a gigantic mystery as to what drove him to Mandalay Bay to do what he did. The gunshots coming from the Golden Tower. Was there more than one shooter? People are questioning more than one shooter. And it's the victims that I really pray for. The victims who poured into the city's hospitals that were overrun. Surgeons who were operating on pure adrenaline, who worked on trauma patients hours and hours and hours on end, desperately trying to save any lives. And to all of those people who responded, including the people on the street, bravo to all of you for doing whatever you can to help those in a dire, sad, sad situation. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.